This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote later today on the unprecedented second impeachment of President Donald Trump. Democrats hold a majority in the chamber and have enough votes to approve impeachment on their own, but they are being joined by a growing number of Republicans. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a member of the Republican Party's House leadership team, said in explaining her support for impeachment, "There has never been a greater betrayal by a U.S. president." A small but growing number of other Republicans also said they would vote to impeach Trump after supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday to try to upend his reelection defeat, leaving five people dead. If the House approves the impeachment resolution, the matter moves to the Senate for a trial where conviction is far from certain. Meantime, the U.S. House on Tuesday night approved a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove President Trump with a cabinet vote that he is unable to successfully discharge the duties and powers of his office. Democrats proceeded even though Pence said he would not do what the resolution had asked. Pence made his intentions known late Tuesday in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He said it would not be in the best interest of the nation, and it was time to unite the country as we prepare to inaugurate President-elect Joe Biden. Meantime, the New York Times reports the U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The newspaper also reported Majority Leader is pleased that Democrats are moving forward to impeach him, citing people familiar with his thinking. U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The Justice Department has created a specialized strike force to examine the possibility of sedition charges. Investigators have identified more than 170 people for potential criminal charges in connection with the violence and expect the number to run into the hundreds in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said supporters of President Trump who attacked the Capitol should be banned from flying. He called those in the mob insurrectionists who pose a threat to national security and should be added to a no-fly list. The FBI said it is actively considering the no-fly list idea. Well, U.S. officials say some of the 10,000 National Guard troops deployed to Washington, D.C. to help secure the area ahead of President-elect Biden's inauguration will be armed. The decision by U.S. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy comes as the FBI has warned of armed protests being planned for Washington in the run-up to next Wednesday's inauguration. One of the officials said the troops would not be the first line of defense and would be supporting law enforcement agencies, but given the threat around the Capitol, troops need to be equipped with their weapons for self-defense. The increased security also comes after hundreds of supporters of President Trump ransacked the Capitol building as Congress was in session to certify Biden's win, battling with police, sending lawmakers fleeing for safety, and leaving five people dead. D.C.'s mayor urging the public not to come to the city for the inauguration ceremony in light of the security concerns. The military's top leaders have issued a written reminder to all service members that the deadly insurrection at the Capitol last week was an anti-democratic criminal act and that the right to free speech gives no one the right to commit violence. The memo signed by all members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is unusual in that the military leadership felt compelled to remind service members that it was wrong to disrupt the constitutional process. The memo was issued Tuesday amid worries about renewed violence on Inauguration Day. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown via remote, VOA News.